chapter 3, Mishnah 6, Kazas Minames Pischoi Betefach. Okay, sorry, so before we go into that, there's a very important background over here that he brings in the Kahati, and he basically quotes the Mishnah in 7.3, because without the Mishnah in 7.3, you can't understand this Mishnah over here. So what does the Mishnah in 7.3 say? That if there's a corpse in a house with many doorways, there's many doors to this house, anything in any one of the doorway spaces beneath the lintel is impure, even if the door is closed. Even if the door is closed. Because the rabbis decreed impurity on the doorway through which the dead body is to be removed from the house. So the rabbi said, you're going to take this piece of this corpse through the door. We're declaring all of these doorways impure.
Sure.
Which means even if the door is closed, anything under that lintel is impure. But that's where the door has not been selected for removal. If the doorway was selected for removal or one of the doors was open, then we only say that particular door under its lintel is impure, right? And it therefore protects, in a sense, all the other openings. All the other doorways are considered pure and they're considered protected. So that's the background to this mission over here. And in this mission it says, Kazas min ames pischoi betefach, that a kazas from a corpse is treated the same way, but it only requires an opening of a tefach. Any opening of a tefach is considered an opening through which you can take this kazas out of the house. Because the kazas, you know, it's only a small amount of flesh. So therefore, any opening of a tefach, and even a window, for example, in the inside there would be considered impure if it's just a kazas. But a mace, the opening has to be four tefachim for it to be considered impure through this mechanism that we said before. And in that way, it could protect other openings from impurity, meaning that if you choose to take it out of that opening, all the other openings would be considered protected from impurity. But when it comes to the transmission of impurity within the house, from room to room, if the opening is a tefach, then impurity will be transmitted from room to room within the house. So if you've got a room and you've got a corpse in that room and there's opening of a tefach, let's say an open window into another room or an open door, then the impurity will transmit from room to room. And that's if it's just a tefach, even if there's a corpse in that room. You see the difference. Normally you require four tefachim, you require an opening of four tefachim to take the corpse out, and the rabbis would declare that opening impure. But in order for transmission of impurity, you only require an opening of a tefach, where it's talking about from room to room. And then finishes off the Mishnah, Gadol mikazas kemais. There is more than a kazas is like a corpse, sorry. Anything bigger than a kazas, we treat it like a full corpse, and it requires a four tefach opening, now going back to the previous clause. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Ashidra v'algulgeles, the spine and the skull, kemais, is also treated like a corpse. It requires a four tefach square opening, even if it's smaller than a kazas. Let's say it was from a little child or something like that, a baby, chas v'shalom. So it would be considered like a whole corpse for this law of the doors, that you can take it out through the doors.